Time, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Bay, Bob Crosby, the sportsman from Gwinnett, and you're truly Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, for 20 years, I have been introducing the star of our show, and after all this time, you'd think I'd run out of nice things to say about him. Well, I have. So here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, that wasn't a very nice introduction.
Well, I'm sorry, Jack. After 20 years, I just couldn't think of anything new.
Oh, you couldn't, eh? Well, Don, I'm sure that if I were introducing you, I wouldn't have that trouble.
Oh, yes, you would, Jack. You've been saying the same things about me for years. Now, I'll bet you can't say anything that I haven't heard before.
Oh, yes, I can, Don.
What?
You're fired. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll proceed.
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. You're not serious, are you?
Well...
You can't fire me. After all, I've got a wife and three chins to support.
Don, stop worrying. You've been with me for 20 years, and I hope you're with me for another...
Hello, everybody.
Well, hello, Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Oh, by the way, Dennis, you weren't at any of the rehearsals this week. Was anything wrong?
Oh, no, Don. Mr. Benny gave me a few days off so I could go away for a little vacation. I sure enjoyed myself. I went fishing on Lake Mead.
You know, I wish I could go away and do a little fishing. One of my favorite sports. What a thrill it is to hook a silvery rainbow trout. One of nature's loveliest creations. What a sight as it breaks the water in a shimmering shower of glistening drops and the sunlight reflecting on its iridescent beauty.
Look how he describes the fish. Me, he can't say anything nice about. How do you like that?
What are you mad about?
Nothing.
Say, Dennis, how long were you at Lake Mead?
Oh, we were there for a whole week, and I spent all my time out on the boat.
A whole week on a boat?
Abaft there, you landlubbers! Line with the starboard and drop the anchor!
Look, Dennis.
Give him the timbers, a man, the pumps, so we'll all drown like rats!
Dennis, that's enough.
Ahoy in a hurry, batten down the hatches and pooping down the poop deck.
That's enough, Dennis. Do you hear?
Mr. Christian stole that talk, and I'll swing you from the highest yard arm in the British fleet.
Oh, well, Don, see what you can do with them.
Not Dennis, Jack's right. Why don't
you... Let the men mutiny me, hearty. And don't worry, the ship may be rocking and pitching, but I'll sail it through this hurricane or...
Dennis, what's the matter?
I'm seasick.
Good. Now, look, Popeye, it's time for your song. So let's have it.
Aye, aye, sir.
it's only my poor heart you hear, and it's a plot.
Very, very good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our feature attraction tonight, we're going to do our version of that exciting new picture, Wings of the Hawk, which was produced...
Hey, Jack.
Huh? Oh, what is it, Bob?
Well, before you go into that sketch, I'd like to ask you a little favor.
A favor?
It's really not for me. It's for my brother, Bing. You see, he just built a brand new supermarket here in town.
Bing? Build a supermarket?
Mm-hmm. Grand opening's tonight. And there's going to be lots of celebrities there. And Bing said that he'd appreciate it if you'd come and help out.
Well, does he want me to play my violin?
No.
Oh, he just wants me to tell jokes.
No.
Well, then, what does he want me to do?
Buy something.
Well, he's got a fat chance. Maybe I will drop around. But, Bob, I can't understand. With all the deals that Bing has, why does he want to fool around with a supermarket?
Well, Jack, this isn't just any old supermarket. It's a super supermarket.
It's big, you mean?
Big. Why, at one end, you can buy strawberries, and at the other end, they're out of season.
Gee.
Why, you have to go through the frozen food department by dog sled. No. And when you cross over into the meat department, you lose a day.
Well, look at Bob. Now you're exaggerating. But I'll talk to you about it later, Bob, because right now it's time for our play.
Oh, the sketch, huh?
Yeah. Tonight we're going to do our version of Universal International's Technicolor production, Wings of the Hawk.
Say, and I heard that picture just chuck full of adventure and excitement.
And how? You know, the other night I took Mary to see it, and she sat on the edge of the chair all through it.
She had to. You only bought one ticket.
True. Now, Bob, Don, and Dennis, you all have important parts in this play. Bob, you have the role of a colonel in the Mexican army. A cruel, ruthless, greedy man who lets nothing stand in his way. And I'm going to take the part Van Heflin plays. That of a rough, tough gold prospector, Irish Gallagher.
You're Irish Gallagher?
That's right.
Oy vey.
Never mind. Now, Dennis, in this sketch, you're going to play the part of an old prospector, see? Then you come in later as a Mexican bandit.
Gee, two parts. It's hard to believe I can sing, too.
Yeah. Now, where's Mel Blanc?
Here I am, Jack.
Folks, it's Mel Blanc. Give him a big hand.
Jack, we're all going to be in the play. Why did you give just him applause?
Don, I have to. It's in this contract.
You mean you give him money and applause, too?
No money, just applause. Well, it's getting late, so Don, set the scene, will
okay.
you?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we present our version of Universal International's exciting adventure story, Wings of the Hawk. Our story takes place in Mexico years ago. It's a time of war and revolution, for the country is being torn by the bitter struggle of the insurrectos against the federal troops.
My name is Irish Gallagher. My partner, Don Carlos Wilson, and I were prospecting for gold in the Mexican hills. Don Carlos Wilson was a hard worker. Day after day, he dug under that blistering sun, and I never left his side. I couldn't. He was the only shade for miles. We worked on and on with only an occasional interruption.
Irish! Irish! Is
the Federalists and the Insurrectos.
Keep digging, Don Carlos.
But they're shooting at each other. We're right in the middle. Oh, one of them got me in the arm.
Keep digging.
Oh, damn it, got me in the leg.
Keep digging.
3 days later, Don Carlos was still standing, but there was very little shade. We kept looking for gold, but after 2 months of fruitless effort, Don Carlos and I found ourselves walking the streets of Tampico.
Well, Irish, looks like we're about the end of our rope.
Yeah, this is awful. No money, no equipment, no place to sleep, nothing to eat, nothing to drink. Now, let's see what we can do in this saloon. Hey, the place is quite crowded. Hey, barmaid! Barmaid!
Si, senor, what will you have?
Give me 3 fingers.
3 fingers of what?
Just 3 fingers. I'm hungry. If I don't get something to eat pretty soon,
I... Hey, aren't you the one they call Irish Gallagher?
That's right. And this is my partner, Don Carlos. He and I came down here looking for gold.
Yeah, gold. Every time I think of it, I go crazy. Gold. Gold. I can see it now. There it is. There it is, and it's mine. It's mine. Gold. Gold.
Put that down. That's the cuspidor. You know, sister, he goes crazy every time he thinks of gold.
Well, does not gold mean anything to you?
Eh, I can take it or love it. I mean, leave it. Come on, Don Carlos. Let's get out of here.
Wait, wait, Irish weird luck. See that little fellow over there? That's Gold Bug Day.
Yeah, he was Gold Bug Day. The fabulous old prospector who found gold every time he went out. Don Carlos introduced me to him.
Gold Bug Day? Want you to meet Irish Gallagher.
Howdy, Bub.
Bug, I hear that you know all about the gold in these parts, and I thought maybe you'd come up into the mountains with us.
Sorry, son, but I'm too old for that now. There was a time when I used to go up in them there hills, stay for months and months at a time, but then it would get me. I was only human, you know. I have to come back. Be back in town with a load of gold in a couple of nights, and I'd blow it all in.
Women, eh?
No, Kleenex. I've got hay fever.
Well, look, Bug, if you won't go with us, maybe you can tell us where we can find gold.
Why, sure. Here's a map of old Mexico. See? You can't go wrong. You take the main road through Tampico till you pass El Paso. After you pass El Paso, you go through El Truro and turn left at El Lefto.
What if we turn El Righto?
That's El Rono.
Why don't you come and show us the way?
Nope, I'm too old for prospecting now.
Well, we go alone, Irish. Tell me, are you sure the gold there?
Yes, sir, lots of it. Enough to make one of you rich for the rest of your life.
Only one of us?
Yep.
I hated to do it. Don Carlos was my best friend. I still felt I might need a guide, so I made one more attempt to get the old prospector to go with me.
Are you sure you don't want to come along with me?
Nope. Can't do it, but I'll see you later.
You will?
If I come back on page 12 as a Mexican bandit.
Wait a minute. Those 4 Mexicans who just came in, they look suspicious. Who are they?
Oh, they're harmless. They're just wandering troubadours.
Oh. Buenos dias, amigos.
We see.
Come on, boys. Let's have a song.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place for you to go. Tampico, Tampico, where the man of gold all go. Tampico, Tampico, in the place in Mexico. In Tampico, Tampico.
Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. We just sail around and talk on the lucky, sure enough. Lucky strike, has the better taste we like. Don and Juan and Pedro too, they smoke lucky just like you. From some hour, the mother, the mister, they're the lucky in everyone's sister. And it leaves every missus and mister. My uncle, my aunt, and my sister. There is nothing like talking to lucky. Be happy and go lucky strike. Strike.
After they sang a few more songs, I left and began my expedition. I finally found the spot the old prospector marked on the map. I began digging, and sure enough, I struck it. A 6-foot vein of pure glittering gold. It was so beautiful, I couldn't understand why people get mad when you call them yellow. I started to dig out some of this fabulous treasure. A troop of horsemen swooped down on us. I realized it was foolish to resist, so I waved a truce flag. As several of them approached me, I recognized their leader as the cruel Colonel Ruiz, and I knew I'd have to play it cagey.
Señor Hombre, I hear that here you have discovered gold. Here, I think, Señor Hombre.
Yes, I would have to play it cagey, because he was playing it lousy.
What did you say, Colonel Ruiz?
I hear that here you have discovered gold.
Gold? There's no gold around here.
Señor Irish, we are not ones to fool around, and we happen to know that you have found gold here.
All right, so what about it?
My general has a proposition to make to you.
Well, let's have it.
Si los matamos, tendríamos que cargar con todo por la tanta coja, usted el oro y matarlos de rey.
What did he say?
He'll give you Notre Dame and 6 points.
Yes, I shot him. I may be Irish, but I need better odds than that. But the Federalists had us outnumbered. They killed my workers and took the mine. I had to flee into the hills for my life. After wandering for days, I stumbled exhausted into a camp of insurrectos. At first, they were suspicious, but finally, one of them came over and shook my hand.
You want to shake hands?
Sí.
Then I consider you my friend?
Sí.
You will always help me?
Sí.
The insurrecto gave me food and drink. I was about to be on my way, but suddenly there was a stir of excitement.
What is it? What's happened?
It is our leader, Roxanne. She has been wounded.
Your leader? Is a girl?
Sí, señor. I am Raquel, their leader.
Well, I'm awfully pleased. Wait a minute. Weren't you the barmaid?
Sí, señor. But on this show, everyone has to play 2 parts.
Raquel. Raquel, there's blood on your shoulder.
I know. I've been shot. The bullet is still in there.
Señor, there are no doctors here and no time to lose. Can you remove the bullet?
I'll try. Now, Raquel, there's no anesthetic. And this knife is going to hurt.
I know.
You'll have to be brave.
I will try.
Don't lose your nerve.
I won't.
Okay, here we go. There. It's out.
Pick him up. He fainted.
When I came to, Raquel and I were alone, and she was stroking my hair. She was gorgeous, with smooth olive skin, luscious lips, and a figure like Marilyn Monroe. And I continued looking into her adoring eyes. A thought came to me. What was so bad about Notre Dame in 6 months? Raquel spoke to me. She wanted me to join her band, the soldiers. But I was more interested in getting my gold. I turned to go. Someone pulled at my sleeve.
Oh, Senor Irish. It's Senor Irish.
What is it?
Before you leave, I would like you to meet my little sister, or San Tomas.
Oh, hello, Tomas.
Tomas, he is learning to be a magician. He does a wonderful act on the stage with his sister.
Really? So you're a magician, eh, Tomas?
Stay.
Do you have an act?
Stay.
With your sister?
Si.
What is your sister's name?
So.
Sue?
Si.
What do you do in your act?
Saw.
What do you saw?
Sue.
Sue?
Si.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody put you up to this. Who was it?
Me.
You?
Si.
Who are you?
I.
Si?
Si.
So nuts, I couldn't sigh straight. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the Federals attacked. One by one, they cut us down, and then Rockwell was hit. We fought desperately, but Raquel and I were captured and thrown in jail. That night, I couldn't sleep a wink. The cell was cold, wet, and filthy. I didn't mind that so much, but all night long, the wind kept whistling through Raquel's shoulder. The next morning, they blindfolded us and marched us out to the courtyard.
Halt! Ready! Aim! Wait. You can't shoot me down like a dog. Give me a break. Give me a chance.
I tell you what I will do, senor. I give you a fighting chance. You take off your blindfold. Now, here is a weapon for you and a weapon for me.
What?
You count to ten and may the best hombre win.
All right, I'll count to ten. One, two, three.
Ooh.
Not yet. Four, five, six, seven, eight.
Ooh.
I think you're cheating. You missed me.
That's better.
Ten. Ooh.
Irish, why didn't you shoot back?
I couldn't. He gave me a knife.
As I lay there dying, I reached for a piece of Kleenex. On top of everything else, I caught hay fever.
That mini call was written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephsburg, George Walters, Tom Packerberry, Hal Golden, and Al Gordon, and produced and transcribed by Hilliard Park. Be sure to hear The American Way with Horace Hite for Lucky Strike every Thursday over the same station. Consult your newspaper for the time. The Jack Benny program is brought to you by Lucky Strike, product of the American Tobacco Company, America's leading manufacturer of cigarettes.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX Los Angeles.